would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is love, and today's topic is broken hearts, mending broken hearts. And this is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channel for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And I would love to invite you to join me tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I do a weekly Facebook Live. And this week, Om Times Magazine will be hosting me. So you can find me over there at Om Times Magazine. I'd love to have you join us over there. And at the end, I do a free psychic reading. So if you come in through Om Times Magazine on Facebook tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we actually do an expansion of this show. So I talk about the messages that Metatron shares today. So it's pretty exciting, and I love to connect with everyone live. The energy in a live show like that is pretty amazing. And again, you know, we do healing. We've got the crystal bed rolling just like we do during this show. I have that going right now. So everyone is receiving a beautiful, blessed healing, not only with this awesome Metatronic energy and the beautiful energy that Susan brings in with Jacob, but also with that awesome crystal bed. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and get started today here. And we're going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower vibrations. Welcome, I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this beautiful day. And we are also honored to discuss this topic here today, the topic of broken hearts. For we see much pain occurring within your planet. And so take a moment with me now, with a deep breath. Opening your hearts to receive a beautiful healing, deepening, awakening, and expanding to new truths. Truths that have existed beyond time, but may be new to you in this space here now. Take a moment to place your hand on your heart and allow the pain to rise to the surface, almost as if you are drawing the pain from your body, from your physical space, with your hand. And feel the energy in your hand get hotter and hotter, more intense, as you draw the pain up and out. And imagine a beautiful beam of light coming from your hand, holding one hand over your heart and holding your other hand upward to the heavens. As you pull the pain from your heart, from your body, allow the beautiful light from heaven to move into your other hand and allow that to course through your veins, moving into your heart to heal that open wound, that open space that has been created as the pain begins to leave your body. Your heart holds all of the memories from all of the lifetimes that you have ever existed here on this planet. So oftentimes when you are in a relationship and it comes to a close, or there is disharmony, these emotions trigger programs from past lives, and all of the pain bubbles up to the surface. And just allow this pain to be drawn into your hand that is being held over your heart. And as it rises up out of your body, your hand instantly transmutes it, dissolves it, evaporates. The truth is that you are perfect love. There is nothing broken. There is nothing that needs mending. It is your attachment to others and your expectations, the constant judging of good or bad, that keeps you stuck in pain, in a broken heart. We are here with you now. We bring much healing and much love, helping you return to that which you are, assisting you now in taking back your power. If you could see the magnificent, glorious being that you are, that we see with our eyes, you would understand on a larger scale that you are perfection, that your experiences here are helping you to expand and grow and evolve. As we have shared many times before, there are no accidents. You did nothing wrong. Everything is unfolding exactly as it should. Let go of your attachment to the people in your life, to the love or the brokenness in your relationships. For there is no brokenness ever. It is always perfection. Trust and believe that there is a higher order working in your life. And as you let go of your attachments to people, to expectations, to things wanting things to be a certain way, you will find a beauty and a grace. You will find inspiration that will assist you in aligning with your soul. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and be sure to call in with your questions at 120.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel, and our lovely Lori Walker is delivering babies, or she was up all night long delivering babies. So she will not be joining us today. It will be Susan and I. So for the second segment, we are taking callers. If you have any psychic questions or medium questions or any thoughts or comments on our channeling today, we would love to talk to you live at 1-202-570-7057. And that is 1-202-570-7057. And so we're just going to take a moment during our segment two to talk about the messages Metatron brought through during that channeling. And we'll let Susan start us off here.
You know, Julie, it's always interesting to me when Metatron does like different clearing things or different healing things. And you know, when you go through the put your hand on your heart, how my body always has bizarre reactions that I don't anticipate happening as we're doing these. But I found this one very powerful. And of course, we're both very clairsentient, but it's like my teeth started chattering and my head actually started shaking when we just put our hand on our heart. But then when we lifted our other hand up into the sky, I actually dropped the call. So I had a call.
Oh, wow.
So I was, and I mean, I wasn't doing anything. It was just like, doink. And I'm like, okay, that's really weird.
Oh my gosh. I know. It was so intense.
To me, it's amazing when you can literally, you know, feel the power and you experience the power. And it makes me realize, listening to some of the things that he was saying today, is how much healing even people that are doing constant work need. How much, as he mentioned, that we bring in from past lives. He said the one quote, "Let go of the attachment in your life to the love or brokenness of your relationships. It is always perfection. Trust and believe that there is a higher order in your life." And I think when we talk about like the pain that we get with broken relationships, which everybody's experienced. I mean, I don't know anybody that hasn't. It's so challenging to stand back and say, there's a higher thing in order that's going on right now. And I don't really see what that is, but I have to trust and not have any sort of like, I put effort into this relationship. It needs to work, you know? So to me, that was very, very important, is just the trust and believe that there's a higher order in your life. And I think I'm going to write that down and put that someplace in my house. It really hit home with me.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, I'm just overwhelmed with emotion right now. For some reason, I just want to cry. It's like, wow. It just really, yeah, it was a very deep channel today. And I know I had mentioned to you right before the call, I was honored to be able to go to the Mayan ruins when we were on vacation, the Chichen Itza. And when I walked on the site with my husband, we were standing right by that pyramid. And all of a sudden, I started to spin. And my husband was up a little ways on next to the guide as he was talking about the Mayan ruins and the sacredness of the site. And I was like talking to him in my mind going, turn around, I'm going to faint. You need to catch me. Oh my gosh, what is happening? And I caught him and I was like, he kind of looked at me. I'm like, I'm not feeling so good. He's like, oh, you're fine. Now come on. He's talking. We're missing it. And then he must have saw something in my eyes, I you know, the glazed over look. And then all of a sudden he grabbed me. He's like, oh, okay, maybe you're not fine. And he's like, here, let me help you sit down. And I sat on the ground and I just, all of a sudden I could feel this beautiful portal opening up and all of this amazing energy. And it was just right there in my face. And in the next breath, the guide says to the group, you know, that it has been said that there's a portal here. And I was like, see, my husband, but I, you know, just a beautiful activation. And I could really feel it all coming together with this channeling today. Upgrading is what I call it. And it just takes all of us. And it's not just me. It's, you know, you too, Susan and Lori as well. It's all of us activating in this new vibrational frequency that is so amazing. Because, I mean, the Buddha talks about how all suffering stems from attachments. And when you can release and let go of expectations of wanting things to be a certain way and being attached to people in your life and disappointed that they're, you know, not behaving or being what you want them to be, when you can just take a deep breath and step out of all that emotion and get a more of a bird's eye view of your life and the reality, the truth, that everything's perfect always, and no one needs to be any way or do anything. It is just a matter of detaching yourself and moving into that space of trusting and believing that everything, you know, there's a higher order going on here. You don't understand and you can't see everything that's happening or the reason why things are unfolding the way that they are. But when you can release that attachment that you have to things that are going on in your life, and I know Metatron said there's a beautiful grace. There's a beautiful gift of grace that begins to move in and through. It's almost like that infusing into that bloodstream. And that's what was happening when we had our hands up. I could feel the energy. It was like being hooked up to an IV.
Wow.
And that energy just comes in and infuses into your bloodstream. And it's just this beautiful grace of letting go of the pain, letting go of those attachments, letting go of your expectations, and allowing the grace of God to flow, to move, to be fluid in your life. And then what happens is that beautiful inspiration comes in and you are inspired to take action, or you're inspired not to take action, or you're inspired to say or do certain things. It comes from a place of inspiration instead of fear.
Yeah, that makes that honestly, and isn't that what it's really all about, is not coming from the fear and coming from love, you know, and not being reactionary. But like what you just said a few minutes ago about when you're in a relationship and it's like you just have all these preconceived ideas. And it's even when I see like certain young people I'll talk with, you know, and with our readings that we'll do. And, you know, when I meet this perfect person who's going to make me happy. You know, and it's like no one's going to make you happy, because everyone's going to fall short of the expectations you give them. So it's like it's almost like expectations are poison to any relationship. You know, I mean, and this, I mean, that could be familial relationships, you know, romantic mm-hmm. relationships, even work relationships. And I don't mean that in a negative way, like don't have any expectations, but it just doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve any of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's such a beautiful tapestry when we don't get caught up in all of that pain, all of the drama.
And I also, like what you had also just said about being detached, I think it was Eckhart Tolle the first time I read something by him that he talked about being detached. And to me, detachment always meant something negative, like you emotionally shut down. And it took me a long time before I realized if it's like you're sort of watching a play unfold and you're not emotionally invested with any of the players, but you're just sort of watching. You know what I mean? So when we have those meltdowns that we all have, you just sort of look at yourself and you're like, isn't she cute? What's she doing now? Oh, okay.
The bird's eye view. Yeah. When I was doing a lot of work with Eckhart's stuff, that was my first step of awareness, is, you know, when I get entangled with some drama, is becoming aware you know, stepping into that third person where you're getting a bird's eye view. And I could, there were like two people, you know, I could feel the higher self being like, don't say that, don't say that. And then my ego, it'd just fly out of my mouth. And, you know, my higher self's like, I told you not to say that. And it's like, you know, and then eventually you that muscle strengthens so that, you know, when you hear that inspiration or you receive that guidance, that you can control that two-year-old, and, you know, step out of being reactionary and step into responding with love. And responding with love isn't always happy voices and rainbows and unicorns. You know, responding with love, their tough love is absolutely part of the picture as well. So we by no means are saying to deny yourself these feelings or to pretend that there aren't some hard things happening in your life that you need to really take a close look at. But it is coming from a place of power, standing in your power, and speaking with love instead of fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. What an exciting segment we have. I'm so, so excited to hear what Jacob has to say on this topic.
I'm always excited to hear what Jacob has to say. No.
Yes, absolutely. And we are taking live callers. Be sure to call in at 202-570-7057. Susan Schuler is up next with Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker, Psychic Medium Healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for those wise words from Metatron and our nice little discussion that we just shared. As a channeler, I work with a master teacher from the Akashic Records named Jacob. He's a leader of a higher dimensional group of beings that I met after my first Reiki training attunement several years back. I am a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area who does readings all over the world, in person on the phone, and on Skype. As a psychic medium, I not only am able to communicate with the spirit world, but can also form a soul-to-soul connection to those who are living, which enables me to gain their past, present, and future information about a person's life, including even past lives. Aside from one-on-one readings, I often do demonstrations in California and New York State. I'm currently in Western New York and will be doing a mediumship and psychic fun audience reading this Wednesday, February 22nd. Feel free to email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com for more information. Once again, that's mediumsusan@icloud.com. I also frequently do small group readings and private parties, as well as teach psychic development. I was a high school teacher for almost 25 years prior to becoming a full-time psychic medium. More details may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuller. And don't forget to call in for mini psychic and mediumship readings anytime during our show at 202-570-7057. So let me switch gears right now as I ask. Welcome today, beautiful ones. As always, we are most pleased that you have chosen to take the time out of your busy lives to be here with us today. So much of life revolves around simply showing up and doing the work, and we respect the fact that you're demonstrating self-love enough to be here. The topic of self-love is what we wish to focus on today. Even as we say these words, we still feel the trepidation in your energetic bodies, for you would much rather have others love you than you love yourself. But until you learn to fully love yourself, this may not transpire. Part of your human condition deals with affairs of the heart, for most of you have experienced your first broken hearts at a very early age. This is necessary in your development and should not be seen as an evil thing in your lives. Heartbreaks allow you to grow and change, often teaching you a great deal about compassion and empathy. Everything you need in your life, you already have. You awoke this morning with everything. So any extras in your life are simply that, extras. Most of you agree that you are worthwhile beings who have much to offer another person. So why do you often give away pieces of yourself? Why do you believe the opinions of others hold more validity? When a relationship draws to a close, why do you permit your world to shatter, thinking something must be wrong with you because the direction of your loved one has changed? This is not always even about you, so don't allow your ego to run the show. Remember, whether you are loved or hate has very little to do with you and much more to do with the other person, their thoughts, their lives. It isn't necessary to give your power away. We see you and how you react when relationships sour. We understand the pain you feel, as so much of the time and investment you gave the relationship falls by the wayside. Yes, we understand. Heartbreak causes much self-doubt and self-esteem issues, but it doesn't have to. Your ego takes the change in your relationship as a personal affront. How could your beloved one do this to you? Do you not know how much you gave for the relationship? How much you sacrificed and worked to make it thrive? How dare they treat you like this? Wait, maybe you think to yourself, perhaps I am that unworthy. Perhaps they know something I don't. What's wrong with me? We see you begin this downward cycle after relationships end. And we are telling you now, this thought process helps no one. In order to stop this destructive thinking before it begins to damage, there must first be an awareness that it is taking place. These thoughts all stem from your ego. And as we have previously spoken about, it is paramount that you lead your lives, allowing your soul to take the reins. The ego is not a good driver. You are a pure, beautiful being of energetic love and light. No one can diminish this unless you allow them to. Just because another does not desire you in their life any longer, in no way takes away your shine. Stop thinking it's about you. We remind you again, whether another loves or hates you has nothing to do with you. Nothing. It has everything to do with them, their experiences, their own preconceived agreements about the world and the way things ought to be. So when you hear a beloved say, "It's not you, it's me," believe them, for it is indeed so. But still, we see you giving away your power as you walk through the period of heartbreak, honestly feeling that something is wrong with you, that you must indeed be an unlovable being. This is very far from the truth indeed. We see how your light shines. We see the beauty of your perfect souls. When these periods of heartbreak transpire in your worlds, this is the place you need to look, not from the human ego. Take back your power. See your light. See the beauty that resides within, that glorious superhero in your soul. Never forget your superpower is love. So direct that love in your own direction. Save yourself. Acknowledge that you are worth saving and that you deserve to be saved. All you need, you already have. No one is put on earth to complete another, for you are already complete and whole. How will you ever fully embrace this concept if you continue to search outside yourself and miss the splendor within? In process, when you first meet a new person, you spend quality time together, talking, sharing, going on outings, actively listening. You are genuinely interested in what the other person has to say. You hang on their every word. Why not learn to do this with yourself? We are often surprised at how many of you bend and twist yourselves into different shapes, often not your own, as you attempt to get others to love you, when in reality you should be spending the time and effort to better know yourselves, so you can therefore better appreciate who you are and why you are a lovable being. Take the time to look within and start to date yourself. Plan outings of things you like to do. Spend quality time alone investigating the way you think, not with the hope of getting another to like you, but rather to learn about yourself, your likes, dislikes, dreams, ambitions. Be curious about yourself and learn what makes you tick. When you learn to take this time to do this, you will learn that you are lovable, worthwhile, and important, and it will not matter what others think or feel about you. Start this lifetime romance with yourself, and everything else will fall into place. You will take back your own power, and will also find that you are far more attractive to others in the process. You are the one constant in your life. You came into this world and leave from this world in your human condition within a certain time frame. This human form is your vehicle to learn all you can. So understanding the aspects of this form will better enhance the experience. We see how both doubt and fear can cloud your judgment, but this all comes from your ego. Ego is not bad, for it too is a vehicle to help teach lessons, but it is far from who you really are. When your heart has been broken and you feel self-pity, realize your ego is running the show. This is the time you need to step back and look within. Quiet your mind with a gentle breath long enough to begin to look deep within. Remember, the outside world will never be where you find your lasting joy. Allow yourself to feel gratitude as you witness all the pure and beautiful qualities that reside both within your majestic soul as well as your current human form. Be the love of your life, your own soulmate of sorts. For if you are in love with yourself, you will not feel the need to have another complete you. You will complete you. Everything you need in this life, you already have. See it, feel it, acknowledge it, enjoy it, allow yourself to love it. Stop giving others the power to rule how you feel. You are far too strong for that. Be that superhero and love yourself. We love you and send you warm blessings today. Once again, this is Susan Schuler. Up next, Julie and I will be discussing the previous channeled message. If you have any psychic or mediumship questions, feel free to call in the show at 202-570-7057. We are here offering clarity and happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door, when wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday on OM Times Radio. Thank you, Susan, for that beautiful message from Jacob. Wow. Wow, that was awesome. Absolutely. And we are taking live callers here on the show today. You can call in at 1-202-570-7057. And be sure to join us on Facebook in our Angel Talk Tuesday break room, where we post our quotes from the show, our favorite channeling lines. We post them in the break room. So it's really nice to have that kind of as a reminder there of some of those messages, some amazing messages that have been coming through today. We are talking about broken hearts. And so Jacob really focused on loving yourself, which I thought was definitely apropos when it comes to a broken heart. And the big message, definitely among many, was that you have everything you need. I loved when he said, everything you need in your life, you already have. You woke up this morning with everything you need. It was like, whoa, you know, it just puts a whole new spin on that line, because it really, really is important and helps us stay grounded. And especially when things in our life aren't going well, especially in our romantic relationships. And I know there are a lot of people that are in pain. February seems to just be kind of the month. Either you're deliriously happy or you're miserably tormented in pain over these romantic relationships. So we are coming here today to try to help you process what a broken heart is and how to take back your power. Any thoughts or comments, Susan, before I continue on with your channeling? You must be muted, Susan. We can't hear you. All right. Well,
okay, Julie?
Yep.
Okay,
I can hear
I'm
you.
Sorry,
now.
I got knocked off the air. I don't even know what just was said.
We were talking about everything you need in your life, you already have. When you woke up this morning, you had everything you need. So I just thought that was just so beautiful. And Jacob asked us a question. Why do you permit your world to shatter when a relationship closes? This isn't about you. Wow. That was like a neon sign, you know, if you could just have that flashing. This isn't about you. And that really does help you detach from the situation. When you do not take things personally, it helps you step outside and, again, kind of pull yourself out and get that bird's eye view. What if this really isn't about me? What if this really is about the other person and what their, you know, divine life mission is, what their soul's growth is? And I know a lot of times during the readings that I give, I find myself repeating that phrase, people come into your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And oftentimes I tell people, you know, this was a reason person. It's not a lifetime person. And that, again, helps you gain that perspective on what their contract was and why the relationship didn't work out. It wasn't ever intended to last for a lifetime. It was only intended to get through an experience for that soul's growth. So sometimes having that information, having that awareness, and that was another thing that Jacob talked about, is being aware when your ego is running the show and when your heart has been broken and you feel self-pity, that is an indication, it is a sign that your ego is running the show. And I know even Eckhart talks about, you know, give yourself whatever time you want to grieve, because when relationships end, it is a grieving process. It is like the death of a loved one. Allow yourself that time to grieve, and but be aware, okay, I'm going to give myself 5 minutes to cry about this today, and then I'm going to move on. And I'm going to tell this story to one person, and then I don't get to tell it again. I only get one person or two people, and then I'm not going to share this story again, because every time you repeat that story, it continues to add fuel to the fire. It continues to keep you stuck in the energy of that pain, in the fear of the ego, the fear of, you know, I'm never going to find anybody. I'm going to be alone forever. I'm damaged. There's something wrong with me. All of those are illusions. All of those are untruths. And, you know, our channeled messages today really are reminding everyone that we are magnificent, glorious beings of perfection. So there is nothing other than love. Love is your superpower. I love that. That was one of my favorite ones. Love is your superpower. Any thoughts, Susan?
Well, you know, okay, now we've all gone through breakups, and I just think it's interesting that I know you get
the caller.
Okay. You get this like self-righteous, like, how could you do that to me after all I've done? You know what I mean? And realizing as you kind of step back that that is totally ego-based.
Thanks.
You're both in.
Awesome. All right. We do have a caller, Deanne from Massachusetts. So let's go ahead and take that call. Susan, are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome, Deanne. Hi.
Deanne.
Deanne.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Awesome.
So what's up?
Well, I just was able to listen to the last 5 minutes because of the timing. And what you just explained is perfect. I was actually told by a psychic pretty much the same information yesterday. And so for the last 24 hours, I've followed the rules, however you want to explain that. And it has been so helpful.
Oh, that's great.
Even during the night when, you know, your thoughts really start to run.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, the illusion and it's a story that you have to stop telling yourself. You were totally 100% correct, at least for me.
Yeah, yeah. And one of my favorite mantras that I use when my mind gets caught in that obsessive thinking where you just keep running that story over and over in your mind, out of this experience, only good will come.
Okay.
Out of this experience, only good will come. And that's a Louise Hay mantra there that is just so powerful, and it really helps break that loop of obsessive thinking, of repeating that story over and over and over in your mind. And I know one of the biggest spiritual teachings that I've come upon that has really helped me in my life is it is never about the story. It's always about how the story makes you feel.
Ooh, wow.
So our ego likes to keep us stuck in the story. He did this,
right,
or
right.
did that, or I shouldn't have said that, or I should have did this. The ego likes to keep you stuck in the story. And when you can remember, it's never about the story. It's always about how it makes you feel. Bring it back into, okay, how am I feeling? Am I feeling alone? I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling sad. Then when you identify that emotion that you're feeling, that's when you can go to work. That's when you can do what Metatron did with us. Place your hand on your heart. Feel that sadness. Allow yourself to embrace the sadness. And then the light in your hand on your heart will draw that pain out. And as it draws that pain, your other hand is facing upward toward the heavens. And the heavens are beaming down a beautiful healing light that's like an IV, hooking you up to an IV, and that's moving into your bloodstream of that grace and goodness, helping you to remember the truth that you're a magnificent, perfect being of love and light, and there is no brokenness. There is no nothing you did wrong. Everything that you did right. Everything you did right always.
Absolutely.
So
Julie, that's brilliant. I love that. Just because so many times we try, like, well, I'm just not going to, you don't want to attach into the emotions, but sometimes you're so right. It's like you have to feel your way through the emotions. I watched a documentary called E period motion, like emotion, the other day, and they were talking about how I mean, first of all, for our listener, I would highly recommend watching the documentary. It's just called E period motion. And
I will.
It talks about how if you if you don't really embrace these emotions or feel the emotions, it gets into the physical ramifications of what can happen to your body. You know what I mean? When we don't acknowledge and kind of work our way through it. Brilliant. I mean,
yes,
really
I'm in that now.
Okay.
I will really. It was getting really bad. So, and the reason is I had to go to trial for the divorce because of that. And that like brought everything up. I actually thought I was doing better for a year. It took that long in this state to get to this point. And the last 3 weeks have been overwhelming until yesterday.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Deanne, for sharing your thoughts and calling in today. We're sending you much love and light here. And thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Angel Talk Tuesday break room. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, helping you connect with your own angelic team. See you next week.
Thank you.